It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than not... That's not correct. The show that's better than having a blown intro. Ugh. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Sensei Russ Ferdico.
What's up?
What's up, Sensei? Pip Helix is out this week. Big show for you. On the show tonight, another law you didn't vote for. We play Bitter on Twitter, a new school of fools. President Trump signs an executive order in regards to cybersecurity. And hackers make people want to cry worldwide. I am, I think people make votes on certain issues, and then a lot of things get voted into being law that they had no idea was going to happen.
Correct.
And I think a lot of that has happened under this administration, or I'm just paying more attention. That's possible, too.
No, it happens in every state, even at the state level.
Right.
Yeah.
So
they'll pass a bill and sneak other laws into the bill.
No, but these wasn't even sneaking into a bill. That's not even that type of thing. These are just like laws aimed for specific things. And I'm glad you're here for this particular law.
Uh-oh.
So Trump signed into law this already, but the article does a good job of explaining this. A party line bill was just signed by President Trump. The Republicans and Trump have just repealed Obama-era hunting restrictions on national wildlife. Refuges in Alaska. The Obama-era law explicitly prohibited many kinds of, quote, predator control on the 16 federally owned refuges in Alaska. That prohibition included a ban on the aerial killing, live trapping, or baiting of predators such as bears and wolves, as well as on killing those predators while they were near their dens or their cubs. Alaska Representative Don Young, the Republican sponsor of the bill, said that these restrictions represent federal overreach. He said, not only does this action undermine Alaska's ability to manage fish and wildlife under refuge lands, it fundamentally destroys a cooperative relationship between Alaska and the federal government. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan, also representing Alaska, echoed those concerns, saying the restrictions change the state's relationship with food and wildlife from one of cooperation to subservience. This rule is about Alaska, he said. Others, the Democrats had a different take. Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington said, this isn't about states' rights. It's about prohibiting hunting. It's about how we can manage these wildlife refuges to the degrees that agencies believe are necessary for the preservation of these wildlife heritage areas. The Alaskan Dispatch News points out this debate gets to the core of a long-running dispute, and this is important. At the heart of the disagreement between the state and the federal wildlife managers is what each group thinks should guide its purpose. The federal government has argued that the goal on refuges in the park should be biodiversity. That's the left's take on it, should be biodiversity. The right, they say, maximum sustained populations of commonly hunted prey species like elk, moose, and caribou so that hunters can hunt them. That's their take on it.
Yeah.
Others say that it's not hunting. It's slaughter. They say repealing these protections also undermines the critical zones predators play in healthy ecosystems. All right. So that's – which I fall under – I'm not a hunter, but I fall under biodiversity on federal lands is more important. Not that you shouldn't be able to hunt on federal lands if that's a thing. I mean, my natural instinct would be you shouldn't, but I guess it's a thing.
Yeah, absolutely, you should be able to.
But
why not?
It just doesn't strike me as that way. But biodiversity, should be, I would think, because you know we wanted to simulate what would occur if man wasn't there.
Well, man is there, and every state. I'm sorry, I got to pull the partisan card now. The Republicans got this one right. Every state has a DEC. I hunt in New York State. I kill animals and I eat them in New York State.
That's different, though. And that's different.
It's not different. Hold on. Hunting, trapping, fishing. It's part of our culture. It's part of hunting. As uncomfortable,
are you allowed to hunt from a helicopter?
No, yeah, not in New York State.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
But why should Washington D.C. tell Alaska or any other state how to regulate their local hunting.
Because these are national wildlife refuges, so our tax dollars are going to it. It's not a state refuge. Our tax dollars are going to it.
How many people in San Francisco, first of all, understand biodiversity or hunting?
I think a lot of people do. No. But again, this isn't an anti-hunting thing. But I think a lot of people... No, they're not saying you can't hunt. They're saying don't kill the animals while they're sleeping. They're saying don't kill them in front of their young. And they're saying, don't live bait. What is live baiting?
Live baiting is baiting animals. It's baiting, baiting any kind of baiting of an animal or using a wounded animal.
Okay. That's what I kind of thought it was. Like using another animal, like an injured rabbit.
Rabbit, yes. That's a popular one for hunting bear.
But here's the deal.
A wounded rabbit will bring in a bear really quick.
But here's the deal.
It's a natural, normal hunting technique.
Alaska, you got to look at states' rights. Okay, Alaska, the way of living in Alaska is different than a lot of other states in the union, okay? Alaska's mandate for killing predators comes from a law passed by the state's legislature recognizing that certain moose, caribou, and deer populations are especially important human food sources.
Exactly.
A lot of people up there hunt. Now, what the problem is that a lot of the predator animals are killing these animals
Correct.
That are ruining the food source.
Yes, they are.
Now, what the whole thing...
It's part of the way
but the ecology works.
But the way
they're carrying on, they immediately think that everybody's going to jump into helicopters and shoot these poor animals. It gives them, if deemed necessary,
correct,
the working within the law to do that. They don't want to do that, but they're trying to protect.
Well,
there's too many wolves in an area.
Well, we know from what we've seen in other countries that some hunters, not all hunters, some hunters will take it to the edge of the law and beyond to get their prey. It's one thing, I think, I'm not a fan of any of this, but it's one thing if the state has to do it. It's another thing to allow
Joe Hunter, believe it or not, is the first line of biodiversity management.
But this isn't for biodiversity management. This is to have
an
unnatural amount of caribou or moose or elk.
No, that are being used as a food source.
That's being used as a food source. What's happening is these predator animals are wiping out the caribou and
Correct.
The deer, and it's ruining a full. That is a food source for these people. We're not talking about living in Jersey or New York. We're living in a place where these people live off the land.
Correct.
And if these predator animals are killing off this food source, they're trying to manage it.
You can manage it by without shooting from a helicopter while it sleeps.
What's the difference?
That's the question. That's I don't know, because I kind of look at it like this is going to be a bad equivalent, but like in Syria, we know Assad and the Russians
warfare.
No. I'm saying we know Assad and the Russians were barrel bombing civilians. We know this.
Yeah.
It was only once they used gas that everybody got in all an uproar. So, but you
exactly.
know, the Syrians would argue dead is dead.
Yeah. No kidding.
Dead is dead.
Wildlife management. A lot of people get up in arms about predator hunting specifically because most people, as you pointed out already, don't eat the predators. But they still have to be managed. For example, in New York State, we have a problem right now. Turkey.
Turkey's a predator?
I knew
it. No, the amount of turkey I can now take has been lessened. Okay? So I used to be able to take 2 turkeys during the fall. Now I can only take 1. What happens is there's too many coyotes around here. Coyotes decimate turkey population. So that's an example of biodiversity like we're struggling here in Orange County, New York, where we live. There's too many coyote. They're killing fawns. They're killing turkey.
But you're just upset they're killing fawns so that you can't shoot them.
It's not
like you're worried about Bambi.
I take two deer a year. I fill my – the first deer goes to friends. They wipe me out. And the next deer, I keep in my fridge, and I eat that.
I would never hunt because I don't have the stomach for it. But when people use the animal or quote harvest it, I don't really have an issue with
it. But that's what makes predator
hunting so political.
And these are the people that are using these animals for food. But they're not using wolves.
And listen, if it's an Inuit who's using a bear for food because they eat bear, okay.
Yeah,
but if it's just Joe Hunter who wants to hang it on over his mantle, I got a problem with that.
But it's not Joe Hunter because it's the same thing as when they do the bear hunt in Jersey.
Some of that you can't say it's not.
But
that.
You want to know something? Let's take licenses away
there's
from people because people
exception.
Are going to drunk drive. You can't.
Yeah,
exactly. You got to be
shit from drunk people.
But still,
there's always the exception.
It's a generalization that for the propensity some people might drive drunk. We're going to take all the licenses away. You can't do that. And something here where it is.
Well, you want to ban all Muslims.
Yeah. Just illegal, non-vetted ones, okay?
Well, everybody gets vetted when they come in.
If you had a bunch of copperhead snakes in the water, the pond across the street from you when your daughter plays there, you would want those copperheads wiped out, right? Same thing. I mean, again, we're talking from New York.
But these are animal refuges. Listen, first of all, we're encroaching on their territory. But this is animal refuges. This isn't the neighborhood.
I would ask the Democrats to go, live there for a month, come back, and then vote.
I tend to think a lot of Republicans are animal lovers, too.
Absolutely.
And they would not have voted for this. That's why I think it's a law. I think it's a law that a lot of people wouldn't have wanted.
No, I think it's a law. It's a state right. And basically, it's sitting in Jersey or New York.
And they shouldn't get our tax dollars.
But you can't make a decision. It's a state's decision in something that involves living in that environment, in that state. You can't make that decision down in Florida.
They shouldn't use federal tax dollars to maintain it. Use state tax dollars.
But it's called animal management. It's called management.
When I get my hunting license, it cost me over $100 to hunt in New York. That money goes right into the system.
All right. We'll come back. Bitter on Twitter.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
We're back to do a little bitter on Twitter. Haven't done this game in a while. Joe, do you want to explain the game to the folks?
Yes, basically what it is, it's about tweets, and there will be people selected who could have said that. Some of it will be celebrities, somebody will be in politics, or it could be our own host, Davin, and he will read the quote, the Twitter quote, and it is our job to figure it out.
Yeah. We're not going to have 40 choices this time, I hope, Davin.
I don't know. First, I got to find... Here it is. It's a good bumper, and I hate when I can't find it, but I found it. Come on.
Who's bitter on Twitter? 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 Who's bitter on Twitter?
All right. So it's not 40 choices.
Yeah, it was a little too much last time.
Oh, Sal.
I just saw the last year.
I don't want to sound like a snowflake, but that was rough.
Looked like the great census.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe will be keeping track. It's competition between Joe and Russ. Our tweeters this week are El Presidente, Donald Trump.
Of course.
Bill Maher.
Nice.
Ann Coulter.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Conan O'Brien.
Okay.
And yours truly.
Nice.
All right. I'll let Joe write
him
down.
No Colbert.
What?
No Colbert.
Stephen Colbert? Yeah,
Colbert.
I don't know if he's really a prolific tweeter.
He's a prolific something.
Okay, so we got Trump, we got Ann Coulter, Bill Maher, and who was that after that?
Conan O'Brien.
Okay.
And yours truly.
Okay. All right.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Press briefings are a privilege, not a right. Hashtag ungrateful.
Coulter.
I'm going to go with Coulter.
You're both wrong. That's me.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
All right. I'm doing good right off the bat.
No kidding.
Yes. Joe, you let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Maybe it's me, but Mike Pence has that look you get when you realize the gnat is too far down your throat to spit out. Joe?
I'm going to go with Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
I want to agree with him. I'm going to go
talking
with
to the mic,
else.
Please, Russ.
I got to let me give somebody else just to break that up. Who's the other one there? Bill Maher? Or?
You got Bill Maher, Ann Coulter, Trump.
Conan.
O'Brien.
Or Davin.
Yeah, I'll go with O'Brien.
That was a Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
You got that one,
right? Yeah, I wanted to go with Bill Maher, actually.
That's a pretty funny one. I like that.
Yeah, it is good.
Okay. Joe, you ready?
Yes.
Maybe the best thing to do would be to cancel all future press briefings and hand out written responses for the sake of accuracy. Russ?
That was Trump, actually.
You think that was Trump?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Ann Coulter.
No, that was Trump.
Yeah, he did. He actually said that.
Yes, he actually said that. Of course he
who
did.
Who was that? Judge Piero? I forget the woman's
it
name.
It was during the interview, but I didn't think he said written. I was going to say Trump, but I didn't hear written responses, so I thought it might have been one
when
of the
late. When he said
show.
I was crying, literally sat up in bed, pillow on my stomach, crying. I'm like,
no. I just cried for different reasons. Like,
he just said that.
Yes, he did. All right, our next one. I don't want to say Trump lies a lot, but I see sacks of S are now starting to distance themselves from him. Who goes first on this one, Joe?
It either or.
Who went first on that last one?
That would be
Bill Maher.
Gonna go Bill Maher.
I'm going Bill Maher too.
You both got that one right.
Yeah,
that's a funny tweet. Funny's funny.
That is good. Right? That is good.
That's Bill Maher all over it though.
Yeah. Ready? Accuracy is subjective. Nobody really cares about it anyway. Hashtag fake news.
I'm gonna put down you.
Gonna put down me.
I want to say Davin. Yeah, I'll go with Davin.
That was me.
Yeah.
What gave it away?
It's just a sarcastic.
Yeah, like I'm the only one who's sarcastic in this. I think everyone in this is kind of sarcastic.
It's just very Davin-esque.
All right. As a very active president with lots of things happening, it is not possible for my surrogates to stand at podium with perfect accuracy.
Trump.
Let's say Trump.
Yeah, that was Trump. So basically, his mouth is faster than the speed of truth, is what he's saying. How could they possibly keep up with what I'm going to say next?
Definitely faster than what Sean Spicer can get hit with.
He's not the only one. He hangs them all out to dry.
God,
Spicer's just the one we see more often.
He's got to get a Nobel Prize when this is...
Sean Spicer is the equivalent of Matt Harvey. We had such high expectations, but he's just not having the season we were hoping for.
Oh, no, man.
Spicer's going to go down on the DL.
Yeah.
he's just going to have like a sick leave.
I want to see him walk out on stage one day.
He needs a mental health day.
Yeah.
The country needs a mental health day. Honestly. We should all just take a day where we don't talk.
We've all
a national
nuts.
Day of silence.
Sign me up.
I'd tweet
we'll
that.
The quiet game.
I'd tweet that.
Everybody, the president, the government, us.
The quiet game.
The media, just the everybody, media, shut the hell up. It's too much. The birds that circle your head when you bang your head have had enough. They have little earmuffs on their little heads. They can't take it anymore.
I still want to see Sean Spicer come out drunk in a tank top drinking out of a bottle of Jack Daniels before he gets to the podium.
Yeah,
all right, people, what do you want to hear today?
Gather round.
Yeah.
It's story time with Uncle Sean.
Shorty's got something to tell you.
Today from Daddy Donald's rantings.
Go out there, tell him I'm great.
I like Sean Spicer. Like, I think the tweet speaks for itself.
I like Sean.
I think the tweet speaks for it. Like, Spicer's like, what do you want me to say?
The suits are good. The suits are good.
This is my job. It's like yelling at the garbage man because the garbage truck stinks. What do you want me to do? I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Leave me alone. I got a wife and kid to feed.
Honestly.
You want to pay the mortgage? You want to go to the bank on the 15th? Shut up.
No. Somebody has to translate for the sick king, and it's my job. Look at my dark suit. The president picked it out for me.
Yeah, at least he could do.
Sean, I don't think your tie's long enough.
Fix your tie.
Exactly.
You look great.
Oh, Sean Spicer.
The button's too low. The button is way too low. They should replace him with Andrew Dice Clay.
You know
that would make this presidency awesome.
You know when he got the job, he was like, yes. And then the first day.
No.
The first day when the president tells, talk about crowd size for a while. He's like, oh, no. Really? My first press briefing? I have to yell at everybody?
Yeah, we're doing a door deal in the inauguration.
The Latinos got in for free. They don't count. They didn't pay. They snuck in.
That's terrible, man.
Oh, it most certainly is.
Oh, dude.
We'll go on. Jeff Sessions is ramping up the war on drugs. Trailer parks are on high alert for a drone strike.
O'Brien.
I'm going Conan, too.
That was me.
No way.
Yes.
That was a good one.
See,
that was a professional level joke. No.
Now, if the rest of the set could go that way,
as long as the dogs don't bark, I'll be fine.
Funny. Who let the dogs out?
Roof, roof.
You guys ready?
Yeah, sure.
Are the Russians invading America? No, Mexico's doing that.
Coulter.
Coulter for us.
I go Coulter.
You got it both right. You were both correct with Coulter. All right. Joe, you ready?
Yes. I can see her hair waving while she says it. You know, her hair is like always moving while she talks.
By the way, she's not happy with the president right now.
She's not happy in general.
No, she's a very angry woman.
She really is, man. She's
Caitlin should throw her some bucks so she could just finish the surgery.
She's
anyway.
I think we got to send her a strippogram or something.
Let's see. Overheard in 2026. I know of this one man. He's so rich, he went to a doctor.
I'm going Conan on that.
Joe says Conan.
Maher.
Russ says Maher. Joe got that right. Conan. Joe, give us a score.
It's so far, it is Six to five. Russ has got six. I got five.
All right. Ooh. We have three more to go. All right. Russia must be laughing up their sleeves watching as the U.S. tears itself apart over a Democrat excuse for losing the election.
I'm going to go with Trump.
You're going to go with Trump.
Coulter.
Coulter. Joe was right. That was Trump.
That was Trump. Wow.
Joe, as the Trump whisperer, could you please explain to me what laughing up their sleeves means?
Laughing at us and up their sleeves because everybody thinks they're spies.
That's what you got from that?
Yeah.
I don't think he knows what the
hell he's thoroughly
meaning.
Confused.
It's 3 a.m. The lighting's bad. I'm deeply disappointed in Sean. Ivanka's not taking my calls. Bannon, get here!
Bannon!
What do you think of laughing up their sleeves? Good, boss. It's good.
Go with it. Go with it.
Well, I get up in the window and look at the bush. Sean! Sean!
Can you make this one work, Sean?
Yeah,
Sean,
boss.
Sean, do me a favor. Call Jared. What does Jared think? Well, he's got his hands tied, and I bet he's up to his sleeves doing it, too. No. Well, go with it.
Oh, no.
Laughing up their sleeves. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Two more. Turns out Trump is bad for jobs. His mouth is going to put the KGB out of business.
Ooh, O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
Okay, Russ goes with O'Brien. I'm going to go with Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. That was me.
No way. Another good one.
Yeah, I'm good at this.
Well, I see that. Wow. Wow, we've totally discounted that.
Isn't he wonderful? He most certainly is. Why can't you be this good? Why can't you be my Sean Spicer? Joe, go hide in the bushes. It's a good start.
I have been when you're on stage and I'm talking with a club owner. Look, I know he's having a bad night. What can I tell you? Exactly. Look, people walk. Maybe they went to the restroom. They'll be back, we think.
That's fantastic. That poor man.
Much like Sean Spicer, it's not based in truth, but still funny. God. All right, the last one. What's the score, Joe, for the last one?
We are at tied, 6-6.
All right, here we go, kids.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. We could end all crime if we just sentence convicts to lick the bottom of Chuck E. Cheese ball pit.
Well, that's funny. Maher.
Bill Maher.
Okay, Russ goes with Maher. I am going with Davin on that.
You're going with me on that. That was Conan O'Brien.
Really? Ooh. Wow.
So you guys are tied. How many do you guys have?
Tied up. We have 6-6.
All right. Well, everybody's a winner here except for the audience.
We got a participation medal, Joe.
Yes. All right.
Funny.
Showed up.
Don't go anywhere.
This is Davin's Den.
Do a little School of Fools. That's always entertaining fodder when we see all the craziness going on in the schools to make you confident in the school system. This is where Joe could talk.
We're back.
Any moment.
And waiting.
You're finding it? There you go. You'll be there. Now you're going to blame me that I didn't label it right.
Too late. I found it.
Oh, no.
Viral students punching a pinata with President Trump's face on it. Our Denver 7's Sally Mamdou joins us tonight. Sally, some parents think the teacher went too far. Others really don't see a problem.
Yeah, Molly. Parents say this is a good teacher that was supporting his students' wishes, but others say it sends the wrong message and creates tension in the classroom. From a distance, nothing seems to be wrong with this picture. But for one Roosevelt High School parent, once you look closer, it's concerning.
I was just very alarmed.
The mother didn't want to be identified, but says the pinata had a picture of President Trump on one side, and on the other side, a picture of Mexico's president. On Cinco de Mayo, she says students in her daughter's Spanish class took turns trying to swing at it.
I would be saying this no matter who was on that pinata. I just think that it's not appropriate and doesn't belong there.
The mother believes it brings tensions to the classroom.
We already live in a nation that has such negative political discourse, I see this as doing nothing but promoting that.
She took her concerns to social media, where she was met with some support, but mainly opposition. A few hours later, the Weld County School District placed the teacher in charge on administrative leave. Today, we knocked on the teacher's door for a comment, but he didn't want to speak.
I think that the teacher let them express their opinion.
Bridget and Dale Vendell's daughter goes to Roosevelt High. They say putting the teacher on leave is unwarranted.
He's a great teacher. He's a good outlet for the students at Roosevelt, and a lot of the students are very upset to see him gone.
And one of those students is her daughter, who isn't taking his class.
He's somebody you could just walk up to and say, hey, I have a problem, and even if you didn't have a class with him, you could talk to him about it.
The Weld County School District released the statement saying, quote, this was an incredibly disrespectful act that does not reflect the values of Roosevelt High School or the school district. We're live in the studio. Sally Memdu, Denver.
All right, but I got a president with a problem with them beating a piñata with the president on it.
Yeah, it's disrespect to the office of the president. Regardless of you voted for Trump or not, you still need to teach children the respect of the presidency of the United States.
What happens if it was Hillary? Would you have a problem with it?
I would.
Yes.
You still have to. It's the presidency of the United States transcends the person. It's the job. You're the leader of the free world. The position must be respected regardless who holds that position. You're teaching children and you're showing the wrong message.
Well, I think it's wrong to do it. It bothers me that it was done. That being said, with this particular president,
No,
I'm not justifying. I'm not going to justify. I'm just going to talk about my own experience. Like, I wouldn't want that going on in my daughter's school. I wouldn't want kids. But I've noticed that, like, up until recently, I wasn't talking negative about the president in front of my daughter. I wasn't.
Okay.
I wasn't doing that because I knew she already had a negative connotation, which I can only assume she got from school or friends because we weren't talking about it here.
Which is a problem. A friend of mine's daughter has that as well.
But which is not great. But now I must admit, because I am so disgusted, I've given up all hope that he's going to give me something. And I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it, but I am no law. And I don't say everything
I'm
thinking.
It's too early to give up.
Too
early.
Listen, all right. Yeah, I also think it's disrespectful to put another world leader on a piñata as well. Because it wasn't just Donald Trump that was on there. It was a president of Mexico that
it's
was
also
on.
Bad message for grade school kids. I remember
not grade school kids. High school kids.
It's a bad message.
It's a little different. Yeah, it's a little different.
Pre-college. Developing minds. I remember when I was in school, grade school, middle school, high school, there was always a picture of the president somewhere.
It was a different time.
Joe said, and I agree, no, the person, the office transcends the person.
It should, it has.
That's just the way it should be. The foreign leader thing, you know, like I said,
and,
you know, it's...
Right,
it's,
and... What about a congressperson?
No, not
even a congressperson, because here's the deal. You're talking about the office of a president, office of the congressman.
Exactly.
Now, if there is a person in there, you respect that office, because if you feel somebody is in that office and not doing a great job, regardless of your party lines, you always have that in the respect of this office.
Correct.
We can do better. This office deserves better. And if you're teaching your children that, you have another generation that will question politicians and know the respect of the office. And if the person is doing a great job, that's fine. If they're not, the respect of the office.
Well,
you're denigrating it by doing this.
Well, there's a time and a place for everything, and it's called college.
Wow.
He's a kid. You know?
So, Joe, you don't think the fact that these are older kids makes it a little bit more permissible?
No.
Nah,
they might be older children, but they're still...
What about if this was in a private school? So this is a public school. Our tax dollars are going towards this.
Which makes it even worse.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying if it was a private school, is it a little better?
No. It's not, because it's still a school, and you're
still
educating
young
kids.
You need to teach
them the respect, no matter what the country, what the position. You need to respect.
Should we just not talk about politics in class?
No.
Yes,
talk about
politics, but don't set up a piñata.
No, but
the kids wanted it. The kids wanted it.
But you're a teacher.
Whose idea was that?
It was either that or date the students.
You're funny. But you're a teacher. You make a lesson that day of why why it's wrong. Take it, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, but being why it's wrong doesn't give candy and treats.
Correct. They get it's indoctrination.
You put a bowl out with them and pass them around while you're telling the story.
Everybody gives an opinion. They get a Tootsie Roll.
But you know what? I would take that.
Of course you would. It's a chocolatey treat.
What am I, stupid? No.
Well, don't ask such questions. All right. So we all agree. It was wrong.
Yeah.
That being said, this teacher has been known as a very good teacher. Could they have done something without suspending him?
No. No, I think that message had to be had that, hey, this is a school. You're dealing with young minds. This is not. And teach them about government. That was indoctrinating.
Well, it's a Spanish class.
It doesn't matter. That
doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter. It's just bad form, period. It was just bad form.
All right. When we more show, don't go anywhere.
This is Davin's Den.
Do a little School of Fools. That's always entertaining fodder when we see all the craziness going on in the schools to make you confident in the school system. This is where Joe could talk.
We're back.
Any moment.
And waiting.
You're finding it? There you go. You'll be there. Now you're going to blame me that I didn't label it right.
Too late. I found it.
Oh, no.
Viral students punching a pinata with President Trump's face on it. Our Denver 7's Sally Mamdou joins us tonight. And Sally, some parents think the teacher went too far. Others really don't see a problem.
Yeah, Molly. Parents say this is a good teacher that was supporting his students' wishes, but others say it sends the wrong message and creates tension in the classroom. From a distance, nothing seems to be wrong with this picture. But for one Roosevelt High School parent, once you look closer, it's concerning.
I was just very alarmed.
The mother didn't want to be identified, but says the piñata had a picture of President Trump on one side, and on the other side, a picture of Mexico's president. On Cinco de Mayo, she says students in her daughter's Spanish class took turns trying to swing at it.
I would be saying this no matter who was on that piñata. I just think that it's not appropriate and doesn't belong there.
The mother believes it brings tensions to the classroom.
We already live in a nation that has such negative political discourse. I see this as doing nothing but promoting that.
She took her concerns to social media, where she was met with some support, but mainly opposition. A few hours later, the Wells County School District placed the teacher in charge on administrative leave. Today, we knocked on the teacher's door for a comment, but he didn't want to speak.
I think that the teacher let them express their opinion.
Bridget and Dale Vendell's daughter goes to Roosevelt High. They say putting the teacher on leave is unwarranted.
He's a great teacher. He's a good outlet for the students at Roosevelt, and a lot of the students are very upset to see him gone.
And one of those students is her daughter, who isn't taking his class.
He was somebody you could just walk up to and say, hey, I have a problem, and even if you didn't have a class with him, you could talk to him about it.
The Wells County School District released the statement saying, quote, this was an incredibly disrespectful act that does not reflect the values of Roosevelt High School or the school district. We're live in the studio, Sally Mamdou, Denver.
All right, but I got a president with a problem with them beating a piñata with the president on it?
Yeah, it's disrespect to the office of the president. Regardless of you voted for Trump or not, you still need to teach children the respect of the presidency of the United States.
What happens if it was Hillary? Would you have a problem with it?
I would.
Yes.
You still have to. It's the presidency of the United States transcends the person. It's the job. You're the leader of the free world. The position must be respected regardless who holds that position. You're teaching children and you're showing the wrong message.
Well, I think it's wrong to do it. It bothers me that it was done. That being said, with this particular president,
you can't make exceptions.
No. I'm not justifying. I'm not going to justify. I'm just going to talk about my own experience. Like, I wouldn't want that going on in my daughter's school. I wouldn't want kids. But I've noticed that, like, up until recently, I wasn't talking negative about the president. in front of my daughter. I wasn't.
Okay.
I wasn't doing that because I didn't. She already had a negative connotation, which I can only assume she got from school or friends because we weren't talking about it here.
Yes.
Which
somebody, is a problem. A friend of mine's daughter has that as well.
But which is not great. But now I must admit, because I am so disgusted, I've given up all hope that he's going to give me something. And I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it, but I am no law. And I don't say everything
it's
I'm thinking.
It's too early to give up.
Well.
Nah, too early.
Listen, all right. Yeah, I also think it's disrespectful to put another world leader on a piñata as well. Because it wasn't just Donald Trump that was on there. It was the president of Mexico that
it's
was
also
on.
Bad
message for grade school kids. I remember
not grade school kids. High school kids.
It's a bad message.
It's a little different. It's a little different.
Okay, pre-college.
It's a little different,
developing
though.
Minds. I remember when I was in school, grade school, middle school, high school, there was always a picture of the president somewhere.
It was a
and
different
like,
time.
Joe said, and I agree, no, the person, the office transcends the person.
It should. It has.
That's just the way it should be. The foreign leader thing, you know, like I said.
And,
you know, it's,
right.
It's,
and what about a congressperson?
Not even a
congressperson, because here's the deal. You're talking about the office of a president, an office of the congressman.
Exactly.
Now, if there is a person in there, you respect that office, because if you feel somebody is in that office and not doing a great job, regardless of your party lines, mm-hmm. you always have that in the respect of this office.
Correct.
We can
Correct.
Do better. This office deserves better. And if you're teaching your children that, you have another generation that will question politicians and know the respect of the office. And if the person is doing a great job, that's fine. If they're not, the respect of the office.
Well
you're
said.
Denigrating it by doing this.
Well said. There's a time and a place for everything, and it's called college.
Wow. he's a kid. You know? So, Joe, you don't think the fact that these are older kids makes it a little bit more permissible?
No.
Nah,
they might be older children, but still,
young.
They're still...
What about if this was in a private school? So this is a public school. Our tax dollars are going towards this.
Which makes it even worse.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying if it was a private school, is it a little better?
No. It's not, because it's still a school,
no,
and you're still educating
young
kids.
Young minds, you're indoctrinating.
And young minds, and you need to teach them the respect, no matter what the country, what the position, you need to respect.
Should we just not talk about politics in class?
No.
Yes,
talk about
politics, but don't set up a piñata.
No, but
the kids wanted it.
But you're a teacher.
Whose idea was that?
It was either that or date the students.
But you're funny. But you're a teacher. You make a lesson that day of why. Why it's wrong?
Exactly.
Yeah, but being why it's wrong doesn't give candy and treats.
Correct. They get it's indoctrination.
You put a bowl out with them and pass them around while you're telling the story.
Everybody gives an opinion. They get a Tootsie Roll.
But you know what? I would take that.
Of course you would. It's a chocolatey treat.
What am I, stupid? No.
Well, don't ask such questions. All right. So we all agree. It was wrong.
Yeah.
That being said, this teacher has been known as a very good. Teacher, could they have done something without suspending him?
No, I think that message had to be had that hey, this is a school, you're dealing with young minds. This is not, and teach them about government. That was indoctrinating.
Well, it's a Spanish class.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't matter. It's just bad form. Period. It was just bad form.
All right. When we more show, don't go anywhere.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This. Is Davin's Den.
So President Trump signed an executive order to bolster the federal government's cybersecurity and protect the country's cyber infrastructure. The order prioritized the protection of federal networks, established guidelines for building a better integrated system, and directed energy agencies to help centralize risks, says Tom Bossert, the president's Homeland Security advisor. In announcing the executive order at the White House, President Trump was keeping his promise that he made to the American people to keep America safe, including in cyberspace, said Bossert. The measures were a response to an increase in cyber attacks in recent years from both foreign governments and non-government actors. Despite making the enhanced cybersecurity a top campaign promise, Mr. Trump had delayed taking steps to implement changes. He was set to sign a cybersecurity order just 2 days after taking office in January, but held off to get input from federal agencies and outside experts. Mr. Bossert said that input came from business and tech industries. John McCain, who's been a frequent critic of the president, said the executive order was short on action. He said, "We do not need more assessments, report, and reviews. We need policy, strategy, and the resources to carry them out." He's chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Countless witnesses before the Senate Armed Security Services Committee has warned that the threats we face in cyberspace are growing in speed and sophistication. I hope the various reviews ordered today will be completed quickly and build on the many assessments required by the past two defense authorization bills so they can move on the urgent business of formulating a strategy to deter, defend, and respond to cyber attacks on our nation. Representative Lamar Smith, chairman of the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee, applauded the president's action, saying cybersecurity is critical to national security, and today's executive order shows that President Trump is taking the matter seriously. This executive order gives federal agencies the right direction, goals, and priorities to keep America safe. All right, good or bad that he signed the executive order?
It's good.
Good.
I think it's good. I think it's good.
Yeah, it's getting, there's a new hostage hack out there.
We're going to get to that
in
the next segment.
Yeah, did you hear about that? I watched it on the news the other night.
Yeah. But I think the real issue is we need Congress to put aside the money so that our agencies can take the steps needed for the implementation.
Correct. Yeah, well, that's what they said in the last part of the paragraph. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah. You just can't say do something and not give them money to do it.
Well, yeah, because McCain was saying, well, we just can't just go out and start, you know, we have to have a plan. Well, it's giving the resources to enact
correct.
The plan.
Right, but McCain's
never used a computer, but.
Trump.
He's still using Morse code.
Trump doesn't have email either. These are old guys. He doesn't have email.
He learned from Hillary.
Yeah, that's right. He learned from Hillary, so he tells the Russians directly. Cut out the middleman. No one needs to check the server here. Let me tell you what's going on.
I mean, a guy who tweets when he takes a piss would have email.
Listen, I don't know things encrypted, so let me tell you what I'm thinking and what's going on.
It's a little dark today. I need some more water. Too many Lay's chips.
Listen, I just can't believe that at this stage where we know what's going on, that we need executive orders. According to McCain, they've had other executive orders. They've had other meetings. Let's get to it already.
Yeah, so but this is giving the resources to do it.
Yeah. But the resources is from Congress. That doesn't come from the executive order. The resources, Congress has to make a bill. Then the Senate
has a spending bill. Spending bill goes to rules.
This is just wasting time.
Yeah.
I think that's McCain's criticism. I think it's nice that we all say, well, the president's doing something, which is nice. Well,
McCain's always a little impatient. They get at that age.
Right, but I get the impatience. He's like, the world is not...
According to the Democrats, he should have died in 2008.
No. The world is not waiting for us to get our act together.
No, it's not going to either.
I mean, I would think something like this would be bipartisan and can go from administration to administration.
Nothing's bipartisan anymore, buddy.
Well,
it's sad but true. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it is what it is.
Well, like I said,
if Trump said the sky was blue, there'd be Democrats out there protesting with cloud helmets on or something like that.
No, the sky would be red.
Red. There you go.
But like I said, the executive order gives federal agencies the right direction, goals, and priorities to keep America safe. So it's a step in the right direction.
It's a step
dealing in a bureaucracy.
But I think McCain
doesn't want to admit Trump signed a good executive order.
No, I'm not saying that.
Look at his eyes.
I'm reading McCain's critique. McCain's critique is that the executive order calls for more reviews and will take time as opposed to acting fast.
Well, you got
to
remember, most people who work in government are outclassed. There's a 12-year-old kid in India right now who could out-hack somebody working for the CIA.
My point is I think it's good that Trump signed the executive order, I also agree with McCain enough already.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, but this is what it gives it the impetus to get it rolling.
No, Congress does that.
This is Davin's Den.
All right. Russ alluded to it last segment.
Uh-oh.
There's new ransomware named WannaCryptor, but it's also referred to as WannaCry or YCrypt. It's been spreading rapidly. One reason for the speed, and I'm saying this because a lot of people, I'm doing this story because a lot of people know it, but a lot of people don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm doing
Unfortunately.
It. So one reason for the speed at which this malware is spreading appears to be the way it's utilizing the internal blue SMB exploit, part of a large collection of files that leak from America's National Security Agency. Unlike most encrypting-type malware, WannaCryptor has worm-like capabilities, allowing it to spread by itself. The YCry developers have combined the internal blue exploit with a self-replicating payload that allows the ransomware to spread virally from vulnerable machine to vulnerable machine without requiring operators to open emails, click on links, or take on any other sort of action. Usually it's like somebody infects the whole office.
Correct.
This isn't that. This is even scarier.
No, it is. Mm.
So far, at least 99 countries have been affected. 99 countries and a virus ain't one. The story started and it stunk. The story started in Spain's telecom sector and quickly spread from that point onward and outward. reports of the healthcare-related organizations being affected in the UK, plus various commercial websites, entire enterprise sites,
National
and just
Defense.
About... What?
National Defense, I heard.
Every type of network in between people from around the world, it's affecting everybody. Hospitals, schools... The worst issue that is being dealt with by the victims is that files touched by the attack are encrypted, and the attacker is the only source for the key to reverse that. This can have dire consequences, especially in the healthcare sector. Encrypted patient records, doctor's files, and other items may not be usable or accessible unless there's a good backup restore, and we know a lot of people don't back stuff up. The ransom has been demanded for decryption of the files appears to be about $300. Which is lower than most ransomware, but the true cost will be all the lost files and collateral damage.
Exactly.
Here's the interesting thing. They're seeking payment in Bitcoin, and the reason for that is Bitcoin is extremely hard to trace to the receiver. That's the preferred payment of hackers. These guys ain't no jokes.
Yeah.
Although it's being linked, that's possibly North Korea. That's what they're saying right now. It's possibly North Korea.
Why would you pay somebody who's already hacked your computer?
Because you got to get into the files.
And then they double
it's
it.
It's blackmail.
Did you hear about that?
It's blackmail.
They double the files. They ask for $600. After you pay the $300,
it's
$600.
Listen, it's the case with any of these things.
Buy a backup system, people.
The exploit that is being used, Eternal Blue, is openly available for download from a multitude of forums. Eternal Blue exploits a vulnerability in Microsoft's implementation of Service Message Block protocol. It was developed by America's National Security Agency.
I feel better.
Windows issued a fix for it in March. Older Windows like XP 8 and Server 2003 were not issued the patch initially. However, Windows is actually putting it out there so you can actually fix your computer. And in the past, they didn't do that for older out of date Windows. You were just out of luck, most people. But this is so bad. Yeah. Windows is taking the extra step to try to save people.
Wow.
So all right. In order to protect yourself, you should install anti-malware software and update your Windows. I got to be honest with you. I'm a little spooked that the NSA was hacked and now our cyber weapons that our government uses against its enemies are now being used against parties.
Unbelievable.
What's it say when our National Security Agency is hacked? That's where we are. And we've seen the Pentagon get hacked before.
Yes. We put people on the moon. We can build and drop MOABs, but we can't stop computer
viruses. It's not an Obama administration thing? It's not a Trump administration thing?
No. It's a government's run by dumbass thing.
And I don't know if it's – no. I've always said everything is hackable. I've gone on national TV and said you're never safe unless you're not on the internet.
Yeah, I mean there's that. I mean my the advice I give people, and this was given to me by an engineer actually at a very young age. I was moaning and groaning that my computer crashed. This was back in the mid-90s where if your computer crashed, you were done, you know, and I lost a lot of data. And the guy said – he was an older guy. You know, he said, you know what? I'll tell you something and remember it for the rest of your life. If it's not backed up, you deserve to lose it.
Well, I mean,
stuck with me now. I'm in my 40s. I have an external backup and I have a Mozzie backup. You can actually do an online backup.
The reality is most people don't think to back up their machine.
You have, that's my point.
Most businesses
if it's
don't.
Not backed up, and I hope if anybody, especially small business owners, people who deal with financials, important stuff, if it's not backed up, you deserve to lose it. That was advice given to me when I was in my early 20s, and I followed it now for over 20 years.
I got a problem I got to deal with our play. We're going to be working on excerpts of our play, and we also did a rewrite on it, and we use a program called Final Draft. The Final Draft version went out, and I really didn't think of much of it, and I have the old version. My computer, my desktop, just crashed. However, I have the backup on a USB.
There you go.
And I'm hoping that they could talk to each other. If they can't, I have to rewrite the whole play.
Is there anything like you and your wife, there's going to be silence.
You're going to be violent, too. Yeah.
I also have a Word document with all my passwords.
Mm.
That's not safe.
No, hold on.
Have it offline.
Hold on, wait. No. On a USB.
Yeah.
Not on my desktop.
Right.
On a USB in my lockbox, which is fireproof. That's where I keep birth certificates.
Right.
Shit like that. But that's every passport, every account, rather. Every password, every username for every account. Banking, credit cards, everything.
Yeah.
It's on a USB. In a fireproof box.
Right.
I got my passports, all my vital documents, the deed to my house, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I got the safe in my house and all that stuff.
People who don't do that, if you're not preparing for an emergency, you're setting yourself up for a disaster.
Yeah, because God forbid anything happens, correct, you can go right to the...
What about this? Maybe it's time we stop developing cyber weapons to use against our enemies if we can't keep them out of the bad guys' hands.
The bad guys have gotten better at it than us.
Right.
We're great at bombers. We suck at computers.
I mean, if we can't keep this stuff safe, maybe we should give up. Maybe we should stop until we can. Maybe we need to up our protection.
There actually has been a very big recruitment of people that are specialized with computers to go. There's a big cyber war.
Of course there is, but they don't want to work for the government. The government doesn't pay crap. They don't want to work for the government.
Well, you know.
That's the problem. You know, listen, the Obama administration raised the game. Hopefully the Trump administration is going to raise the game. But
also culturally, you got computer engineers coming out of India. And in the United States, everybody wants to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's another part of the problem.
I don't know. I just think, you know what? If we can't keep... It's like, you know what? You wouldn't have nuclear weapons if you can't keep the door locked.
Yeah, right. No, we're great at building bombs, but yeah, when it comes to technology, other than that, you know.
Right. If we can't keep this stuff safe, maybe we should stop. Maybe we should work on defense first.
Absolutely. That makes sense, yeah.
Just work on both.
Yeah, well, we only have an amount of time.
More webs.
Yeah.
Bannon!
Joe, where are you going to be?
I am going to be moving. That's about it.
I see Joe at the U-Haul.
Loading my pod.
My wife wants to move.
Yeah. Don't do it. It's a federal case.
I'll be moving soon.
She wants to move to the Bahamas.
That's a good place to move. I've considered it, but, you know, I don't want to braid hair for a living.
She wants to be a dolphin trainer.
We all do.
Dolphin trainers.
Yeah, we all want to be dolphin trainers.
I'm serious.
Yeah,
man.
Flipper's waiting.
We went swimming with the dolphins. She wants to be a dolphin trainer.
Like they're waiting for your wife to swim up.
You get a stubborn one. Come on, sit up.
You're not getting a sardine.
You'll see.
All right. Thank you guys for hanging out. Remember, listen to the complete unedited show at davinsden.com. Follow us on Twitter at davinsden. Like us on Facebook, davinsden. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.